I'm amazed by everything.
You also have a lovely video with just beautiful dancing for your song, Felsenmeer. Tell me about that song.
Yeah, Felsenmeer, we were writing for our second album, 10 Feet of Figures, and we didn't have any plans to put out music between the two albums, but we were approached by a filmmaker, Jonah Haber, out of Toronto, who had made a video for one of our songs from our first album, Working for the Future in the Interlake. And that video was something very unique for us, where this filmmaker, quite young at the time, you know, nothing really under his belt, but he had come to us and saying, you know, I'm going to make this video. Is it okay if I use your song? And we said, okay, sure, go ahead. You know, it was a high school or a first year university project. And so he said, yeah, go ahead, do whatever you want. And so he comes back to us with this video and says, hey, you know, if you want to release this, you can go ahead. And we look at this thing and it's absolutely gorgeous. And, you know, usually a music video costs quite a lot of money. And this one came back to us for kind of free. So I said, of course, we'll put this out. This is amazing. And that ended up being the thing of ours that has been the most successful out of anything. It went viral and it, you know, it has, I think, 700,000 plays on Vimeo. So that was just a truly wild experience. So the video for Felsenmeer was kind of a sequel to the first video. And he, but this time he had the idea for the video, and he came to us, and we kind of returned the favor and recorded the song Felsenmere specifically to go along with the idea of his for the video. So Felsenmere to that point was about a 5-minute long demo that we had, but we reworked it to fit his concept, and it really, really worked out. He wanted the choruses to be just gigantic and the verses to be kind of more subdued, and that, you know, ended up being the main characteristic of that song, which we really, really loved. So it was a way of creating music that we'd never done before, but it was very, very satisfying, and we loved how it all turned out.
You also tried your hand at the producing on that record. When do you feel most in your element personally, when you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
Oh, I love it all. I feel like there's a feature of being in a band where whatever stage you're on, you kind of miss the other stages. So, you know, you do a lot of one thing, and then you move on to the next phase, and you do that for quite a long time. So when you're on tour, recording feels very, very distant and like a almost a dream that you had. But then when it's time to record again, you miss being out on the road and, you know, getting to see so many people and go to so many places. So I love it all. I have, you know, I've been producing other people's records the last few months for the first time, which has been really fulfilling, and I'm loving doing that on a more day-to-day basis as well. But I couldn't pick one of those things. I love them all.
You mentioned that you're working on some new music. What else is on the horizon for you over the coming months?
For Yes We Mystic, we are working on a new record, just in the demoing and writing phase, which is one of those fun phases we were talking about a second ago. It, everything else feels very distant and very far away, but we are excited by the new music that's happening. And I've also started a record label called House of Wonders, so I'm also in the putting out music phase, some of the music that I've produced for other people. And lots coming out that way.
Terrific. Where can we find you on the interwebs so we can keep track of all these great releases and hopefully some tour dates if touring ever becomes a thing again?
Absolutely, yeah. YesWeMystic.com is our website. My label's website is houseofwonders.online. And on all the social media.
Perfect.
Band's even got a TikTok somewhere, so you can find that.
I'd like to take us out with your song, Young Evil. What can you tell me about that one?
That one is, we also have a music video for the song with the alternate Yes We Mystic. That's where they are specifically playing us and we're playing other characters. This song is features Collective Neuf, which is a string group from Montreal, a 9-piece classical string band, and we've got to share the stage a couple times, but this song was recorded, they recorded their part remotely before we'd ever met, so they did a fantastic job, and Young Evil.
Awesome. Adam, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much for having me.